This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Jessica Hoop's finest hour.
This is Jessica Hoop. BBC Radio
6 Music.
Drifting off to sleep when I heard that song for the first time. I was drifting off to sleep after watching a documentary on Jeffrey Dahmer, ring a bell, the serial killer. And I found my sleep was haunted by some sound. I didn't know what was happening. I couldn't tell. I woke up and I heard this music, this very strange keyboard line. And I had to turn it off because it was freaking me out. And I like to be freaked out by music. So the next morning when I woke up, still feeling freaked out, I looked up that song to find it was The Knife. And that song is called Still Light. They're a brother and sister duo, which I love. I love siblings that play music together. I'm going to play you some more of them a little bit later to give you more insight into what they do. But that was Still Light by The Knife from Sweden. My name is Jessica Hoop. Happy to be sitting in for Guy Garvey today while he's off, I think, relaxing after a series of concerts out in Europe. Thanks for having me in. I'm looking forward to playing this playlist for you all today. I'm excited about the songs that I have on my list. I'm going to start off with a track from one of my dear friends. His name is Blake Mills. I've played him on this program before. He's a young man from Malibu, California, someone I've been working with for years. He's a producer, songwriter, and arranger. Signature instrument is the guitar and has a sound like nobody else. He's quite young, but he's very accomplished, and he shows great, great promise. He has a record coming out in September, I believe. The record is called Hey Ho. The song is called If I'm Unworthy. It asks the question, what would I do? What do I do if I'm not worthy of your love? What would I do if you really shouldn't be with me? What if you're too good for me? That kind of thing. This is Blake Mills, If I'm Unworthy.
I've found a new meaning. The oldest words in use. Now I no longer ask myself, what have I got to lose if I'm unworthy of the power I hold over you? This line of thinking, the wonders you can't induce. I'm twisted in sheets now. Look what your love can do. What if I'm unworthy of the power I'm over you? Power on.
What if I'm unworthy of the power I hold over you? That's a good question to ask. Next, let's play a song from David Bowie's 2013 release, The Next Day. What I love about this song is that it's classic David Bowie. Decades into his career, he's able to call on his youth and create something like he would have done in the 70s. This song is called I'd Rather Be High. That's as good a chorus as I ever did hear. I have something for hooks. I love a hook, a good hook. This next song is hook after hook after hook from a band who's very good at hooks. Something else I love about this track is the asymmetry of the phrases. Unusual starts and endings and very strange words. This band is great at this, kind of cool. This is The Kills, and the song is called Future Starts Slow.
We'll be right back. BBC asks thousands of questions every day. Is rocket science easier than you think? Would we starve without honeybees? And how did so many soldiers survive the trenches? But what if we want to know more? BBC I Wonder asks intriguing questions and reveals thought-provoking answers. As one question is answered, another is raised. The discoveries are endless. BBC I Wonder. Go to bbc.co.uk/iwonder.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Elvis Presley always makes me feel like shuffling around in my living room in my slippers with a martini and flirting with my boo. No matter what he's singing about, Elvis Presley is just so cheeky. Even when he's singing about crying in the chapel, I believe him. Even while I'm dancing around the living room with a martini, flirting, singing about crying in the chapel, I believe him. This is Elvis Presley, Crying in the Chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow strong as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady. my love. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel I'm ready for my love. Feel already for my love.
Breathtaking vocal performance. I'm going to find you in the afterlife and I'm going to marry you. Jeff Buckley singing Lilac Wine, originally written by a man named James Shelton. Now let's play some Nina Simone. This is a great upbeat number. I believe it was originally written for the musical Hair. It's called I Ain't Got No, I Got Life. She says boobies in this song, which I think is quite humorous and just great. She's naming off all these things that she's got, you know, to help her get by in life. And she names boobies as one of them. And I can agree. I think they help. I think they help us all. She doesn't leave it out. She doesn't make a point of it like I am now. I just think it's great. This is I Ain't Got No, I Got Life.
No shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sex, I got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, got my blood, I've got life.
This is Jessica Hoop, and it's time for the Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm James Kelly. Southampton General Hospital says it's offered other medical options to the parents of a five-year-old British boy taken to Spain against doctors' advice. Asher King had surgery in the UK to remove a brain tumour. His parents have been arrested in Malaga and are facing extradition. They say they removed the boy because doctors wouldn't give him the treatment they wanted. Our correspondent Ben Gagan is following the story.
The hospital, in their response, say that they were talking to the family about treatment options. They were actually trying to assist the family in finding treatment abroad, and they were also prepared to offer a second opinion to the one that their oncologist was giving to them about the treatment that their son might have needed.
The government is considering introducing temporary bans on UK-born jihadists returning to the UK. The BBC understands they'd keep their British citizenship while being banned from re-entering the UK for a certain time. The former Liberal Democrat leader, Sir Mingus Campbell, isn't sure the proposals are legal.
To render citizens stateless is regarded as illegal in international law. To render them stateless temporarily can also, I think, be described as illegal. At the very least, it's the kind of question which would be tested here in our own courts and perhaps also in the European Court of Human Rights.
President Putin has called for immediate talks on the question of statehood for eastern Ukraine as part of negotiations to end the conflict there. Mr. Putin said what he described as the lawful interests of the people living in the region must be protected. Police in Cumbria are continuing their investigation into the deaths of two people following a fire near the shores of Windermere. It's understood that a shed containing fireworks was alight in the grounds of a house at Ecclerig. And retailers are reporting a huge surge in the sale of vacuum cleaners. New EU rules come into force tomorrow, banning the production or import of any model over 1600 watts. And that's the Six Music News. The next update at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music. Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio Six Music.
light from her eyes with the lives that we made, just the two of us in the night on the waves, moving silent her lips by the moon's only
for all you Elbow fans out there, and a way to say thank you to Guy Garvey for having me in today. I started my work here in the United Kingdom basically through Elbow. I did my first tours with them and got to know the UK and got to know Europe through supporting them on tours, and subsequently moved here, as you know, in the aftermath of those tours. I feel very fortunate to have been introduced to the United Kingdom through such a great band. And, yeah, life is good. I'd like to go back to how we started the program, by playing some more, from The Knife. I'm relatively new to the music, this music by this band, but they've been around since 1999 or so. I think that music is a perfect place to just inject full, you know, trash and darkness and all these heavy feelings, and just get weird. And this band does that so incredibly well. I'm kind of obsessed with this band right now. And actually, how I was surprised to learn that I've known and loved a song of theirs for many years, and actually sent this song to my boyfriend, when we were first dating. I sent him this song and he kind of poo-pooed it. He's like, I'm a rock and roller, I don't like it. Jose Gonzalez covers The Knife, the song Heartbeats, and this is the first song I ever, you know, heard of theirs, but many years ago, recently learned that the original version was by The Knife. This is the song I'm talking about, Jose's version.
To call for hands of a
So now I'd like to play for you the original version by The Knife.
Thank you.
This next little song I heard in, it's not necessarily little, it's a pretty great arrangement. I heard in the soundtrack of The Grand Budapest Hotel, a film by Wes Anderson. The song is called Mr. Mustafa, and it's a piece by Alexander Desplat. I hope I'm saying that right, because Desplat, is that how you say your name? This is a great, great, lovely piece of music, Mr. Mustafa. This next artist is very important to me. She's important in general in the world of songwriting and singing. Joni Mitchell accompanied me through growing from childhood to adulthood, to leaving my parents' home, to adopting new families, and really marks my independence and learning so much about songwriting. This is one of my favorite songs by her from the record For the Roses. It's called Cold Steel Blue and Sweet Fire.
Cold blue steel out of money, one eye for the people. Dark ladder. Do you wanna?
splendor.
Do you wanna contact somebody first? Does it really matter if you come now or if you come later? Red water in the bathroom sink, deeper in the scum.
Loved music and the emotions it provokes all my life.
This is Iggy Pop.
If I could sing like Caruso, I probably would. But I can't, so I did the best I could in a punk band. When we were punks, there was no name for it. By the time it became named, I'd moved on. I personally collect blues, jazz, roots reggae, ethnic, and avant-garde music the last 50 years. And what I try to do with my show, I try to mix these with contemporary music that I seek out online. I hope they complement each other and add up to a pleasant Sunday afternoon from 4 p.m. on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio
6 Music.
I thought it would be nice to follow up Joni with a little bit of Neil Young. They seem related to me, and I got to know them both at the same time. Neil Young's voice really hasn't changed much in all these years. I mean that in a good way. He's kept his young voice. This song is him singing back in 1972, and I think you'll find he's pretty steady, steady on blue. The song is called Old Man.
My life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24. So much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Okay. to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
That last song was called I Walk a Thin Line from Fleetwood Mac's Tusk. Not their most absolute popular record, but has, you know, Rumours kind of takes the cake for Fleetwood Mac, but Tusk has a lot of really great songs on it and some wonderful production. Now let's play something by Paul Simon, one of my favorite songs from him. This is called The American Tune. It was the melody, the music is actually derived from Johann Sebastian Bach. And Paul Simon expands on his writing to create what we know as American Tune.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's alright, it's alright, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Or we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You can't be for. Tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, get some rest.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Six.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Todo odiado, todo indiano, todo pintado, todo
letrado, tudo nessa luz, todo indiado, todo indiano, todo pintado, todo americano. Uelelelele, uelelelelá, é convidado, compareça sem massa. Uelelelele, uelelelelá, e nem se pare o lamparinho é sem massa. Joga tudo, joga didi, joga tudo, regale. Yo-yo, fazendo quindim, veja yo-yo, mexendo a pá, pá. Yo-yo, fazendo quindim, veja yo-yo, mexendo a pá, pá. Uelelelele, uelelelelá, é convidado, compareça sem massa. Uelelelele, uelelelelá, e nesse páreo não pare de ser raça.
Todo indiado,
todo indiano,
todo pintado, todo americano,
todo ducado,
todo capitão,
todo listrado,
todo Nostradamus,
todo indiado,
todo indiano,
todo pintado,
todo americano.
Uelelelele, uelelelelá, é convidado, compareça sem massa. Uelelelelê, uelelelelá, e nesse páreo não pare em acertaça. Joga com
joga de
joga
duro, rei,
dale. Seja pro fruto uma maceca. Seja pro fruto uma maceca.
By Sergio Mendes, a real injection of energy from the album Brasileiro, my favourite of his. The song was called Indiado. You know how they say they just don't make them like that anymore? Voices like Etta James, classic artists, ones that live for all time and eternity because they speak to us on a very human level. They just don't make them like that anymore. I don't believe that's true. I think the voices are still there. I think some young person singing on some gospel choir has got that voice. And perhaps what it is that we're not asking our young ones to sing from that depth, to sing on the human level. We kind of teach them to squeak and wee their pants, but we don't really teach them to get that courageous. I think they're still out there. I look forward to the time when we hear another one of these classic voices. For now, let's go into the past. This is Etta James singing I'd Rather Go Blind.
Something told me it was over. Yeah.
away from me, yeah.
The best thing about the festivals this year is I kind of went to go and see bands I already knew about, but I still got to see bands I'd never heard of, like DD, Dumbo, and also Latitude. I got to see Slaves for the first time, and they're kind of my new love now.
Tom Ravenscroft.
This summer, Six Music has been out on tour at some of our favourite festivals, Latitude, Green Man, and next up, Bestival. Bestival, which does not just have an awesome lineup, but is also the closing party of the summer. I'm going to be there with my Friday night show to gather up the vibes and then hand them on to you. Plus, I'll be catching up with some of the artists performing, and I have a guest mix from Quantic.
Tom Ravenscroft, live at Bestival.
Next Friday night at 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio
6 Music.
Coming up now is a song from another dear friend of mine and someone whose writings and melodies and song structures I have great admiration for, yay, affection. This is Sam Beam, better known as Iron and Wine, singing Sodom, South Georgia.
Christmas slept like a
us now. Papa died Sunday, and I understood. All dead white boys say God is good. White tongues hang.
Very American sound, is it not? Let's move further into America, American sound. And it takes a lot of courage for a mega superstar, for lack of better words, to break it down and release a record that was recorded onto cassette tape. After releasing a song like Born in America, I Was Born in America, Bruce Springsteen records the album Nebraska, which was originally recorded onto cassette tape as demos for what would be the studio album, but the demos stuck, and the demos are what we know as the album Nebraska. This is the title track, Nebraska.
I saw her standing on her front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her went for a ride in ten innocent people died. From the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 on my lap, through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my path. Can't see that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the jury brought in guilty verdict, and the judge sentenced me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, the leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch, sir, and snaps my poor head back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there
on my land. They declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be heard. He wanted to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
Patti Smith, thank the heavens for you. And how did you come to be this way? How did you get to be so cool, dancing barefoot? Patti Smith.
Thank you.
Let's follow up that song from a queen by another song from another queen. This song is by Rokia Traoré from the record Beautiful Africa, and the song is called Tui Tui. This is Jessica Hoop, and it's time again for some more Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm James Kelly. The grandmother of a little boy with cancer who was taken out of hospital against doctor's advice has called the police's search for the family disgusting. 5-year-old Asher King was removed from Southampton General Hospital by his father, who was concerned about the treatment on offer, and taken to Spain. Hampshire Police, which says it has the boy's health in mind, have had the parents arrested and are beginning extradition proceedings. The grandmother, Patricia King, said she'd been hounded.
My flat's been searched. Policeman, in fact, he's just come back this morning to see me again, asking me to make a statement, and I won't. Two police women and a policeman came to my home with a warrant and searched my flat out. You think that's good?
Ministers are considering a ban on British-born people returning home if they've gone to fight for Muslim extremists in Syria or Iraq. Those suspected of being involved in terrorist acts would be able to keep their British citizenship, but banned temporarily from re-entering the country.
The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, told Sky News there were gaps in Britain's armoury against terrorist threats.
We've had a number of young men going off to fight in Syria, a number of them slipping back home again, and we need to make sure where we can that we plug those existing gaps.
President Putin has called for immediate talks on the question of statehood for eastern Ukraine as part of negotiations to end the conflict there. Mr. Putin said what he described as the lawful interests of the people living in the region must be protected. Police in Cumbria have confirmed that the bodies of a man and a woman have been found in a burned-out shed used to store fireworks. The fire service was called to the blaze near Windermere yesterday afternoon. Iceland's Bárðarbunga volcano is erupting. It's prompted aviation authorities to raise their warning of the risk of ash to the highest level. And that's the BBC Six Music News. The next update's in just under an hour at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
This is Jessica Hoop. BBC Radio
Six Music. Music.
To all you late night TV watchers, and let me say good morning to you all. At the sound of my voice through this microphone line, consider that your wake up call. My name is Billy R. Burroughs. I am not the man you some mistake me for a writer, some mistake me for another network man. I'm the guy who has just hijacked this channel. This telecast is now under my control. And now that I have the chance to say what's on my mind, let me tell you tales untold. For 30 years I've worked here at this TV station, in an editing room no one has ever seen, inserting laughter after every punchline, and gasping after every scream. But now I want you to give me back these years that I have wasted staring at these television screens. And now that I have your attention, let me show you what I mean. 'Cause I remember back when I was in high school, I never thought I'd stoop so low. I thought I'd be the guy unmasking the clown, not the guy out polishing his nose. So tomorrow on your way in to work, we'll be wearing the Emperor's clothes. Watch the show.
That was M. Ward singing a song called Watch the Show, about a man who works in the bowels of a TV station gone AWOL. What a great sound, what a great production. I cannot believe that it took me so long to find this woman. Jonas policewoman, I've been seeing her posters around for ages. She looks like a cool woman. I was going to say a four-letter word. No, I wasn't. I was going to say a five-letter word, but you still can't say it on the radio. I was introduced to her by listening to Desert Island Discs when Guy Garvey was being interviewed and playing his songs. And he played a song from the album Real Life. I'm not going to play Real Life. I'm going to play another song by Jonas policewoman. This is called The Ride.
Starting now, the wait is over. As long as you jump the ride, 'cause I won't highway walk forever. As long as you jump the ride, as long as you follow me, this is what I do. Stops at all. It never stops at all. You'll start your engines like a virgin, as long as you jump the ride. We'll cut the whip and lose the anchor, as long as you jump the ride, as long as you follow me, this is what I do.
Amazing vocalist. I'm so glad I finally found you, Joan. Let's play something by one of my favorite bands, The Shins. James, we never know what you're talking about, but we love what you're saying. We love how it sounds. This is Phantom Limb from Wincing the Night Away.
Frozen into cold. Again.
Emotions. Coming up now, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Karen O, one of the coolest female dogs out there, and just a snazzy overall dresser. This song is called Zero. It's from the record It Splits.
Shake it like a latitude song. Makes me feel like a madman on the run. Find me never, never far gone. So get your leather, leather, leather on.
Something new into something old. This is Bob Dylan, Simple Twist of Fate from Blood on the Tracks.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gates and forgot about a simple twist of fate. The room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks, walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
His Peel sessions are legendary.
He was the champion for alternative rock.
Well, I seem to remember that we did a special punk programme, but rather as they had done when we'd first played reggae, people had written in and said, come on, old fella, pull yourself together, as they do now with hip-hop.
But it was his voice and the man himself that we all adored.
Celebrating what would have been his 75th birthday.
Join us on Six Music as we remember, through our memories and experiences, a true icon of British broadcasting.
When you're putting programmes together, you're trying to keep abreast of the interesting and exciting and energy-filled areas of music.
We all follow in his footsteps.
John Peel remembered.
Available to listen now at the Six Music website.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The United Kingdom is all abuzz with Kate Bush right now because she's come out after a very, very long, long time away. She's come back onto the stage, as we all, I suspect we all know, that she's come out to do a concert series of something like 15 shows at the Apollo Theatre in London. And I was lucky enough to receive an invitation for a pop-up show. They at the very last minute, released tickets for a dress rehearsal so that the entire band could try it out before the opening night of this concert series. And so I went, and I've been listening to Kate Bush since I was 16 years old, and I have to say that her music changed my life, and her music lives with me, and that I carry it everywhere, basically. You know, I learned how to sing in my own voice through listening to Kate singing through her own. And In a lot of ways, I would say that she saved me as a singer, saved me from my mother's idea, God bless you, Mom, but saved me from this idea that there's one way to sing, there's one safe way to sing. Of course, there are, you have to stay safe, but Kate pushed the boundaries and showed me that the boundaries could be pushed. So I'd like to just play for you one of her songs to thank her for being so flippin' fantastic. I'm not going to tell you anything about the show, but for those of you who are going, you're in for an unbelievable experience. This is Mother Stands for Comfort by Kate Bush. I've been Jessica Hoop, sitting in for Guy Garvey. It's been a real pleasure to play for you some of my favorite songs. Coming up next, Iggy Pop is going to take over the dial. And so this is my last song. And I thought what better way to go out than to embrace the rain, because I do think that the autumn is coming early. This is Manchester. It's gray. It's cold. It's heavy. And we love it. This is Randy Newman singing, and I think it's gonna rain today.
Broken in empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing,